look at something in Baptist history this morning. And last week we talked about a shipwreck and something similar this morning. But, the Christian life is full of difficulties. Sometimes Christians despair at the difficulties that we face in our effort to serve the Lord. Some have wondered why the highest and noblest of all human work would be impeded many times with wrecks and trouble and even disaster. One man said this: it confuses us that the omnipotent God whom we serve has not only withheld a guarantee of perfect safety, but he providentially clutters our pilgrimage with pain, setbacks, and frightening walks through the valley of the shadow of death. It is beyond the human capacity to grasp the full reason for providential obstacles, but history has shown that it is often the lot of God's ambassadors to suffer shipwreck, whether literal or figurative, on their way to a greater ministry, and that's very true. And this morning, when I look at a man named James Waller, he was an Englishman, and he set sail with his family to become the pastor of Bathurst Street Baptist Church in Sydney, Australia. The earliest Baptist church in Australia had the earliest service was conducted on April 24th, 1831. And this is about 20 years later. The Waller family is on their way to become the pastor of that church. The congregation was really anticipating, highly anticipation, waiting for the new pastor to come. And then, however, they got the news that their pastor's ship had been lost at sea. What had happened was the Waller ship, the Meridian, had been run aground in the Indian Ocean on an uninhabited island called Amsterdam. And the family had just hours before been enjoying tea and fellowship on the ship. Now they were huddling on the ship as the ship had just started to fall apart. It had run into the rocks there on that island. He says that ours was the stern cabin on the lee side of the ship. He said the scene frightened us beyond all description. Crashing timbers, the ship began to disintegrate, the tumult of the elements and the wild darkness of the night combined to induce moods of common terror and despair. With destruction appearing inevitable, we gathered our little ones around us and amid mutual embraces took our last farewells. And then it got worse. They were forced to abandon ship, and they all had to get in the water. And they had to cling to the rocks in the middle of the storm at the base of a gigantic cliff. If you can imagine with your little children trying to keep them from going under and hanging onto the rocks and how difficult that is. They were cold, they were wet, they were, of course, later they become very hungry. But God caused some of the shipment on the Meridian, as it broke apart, some of the shipment crashed into the rocks next to them, and in those boxes were clothing and food, and so they were able to get that clothing, crawl to shore. Now, again, I said this is a very small, maybe a beach there, and then there's this cliff that's right in front of them. One of the sailors courageously climbed the cliff, scaled the cliff. Took him quite some time to scale the cliff with ropes. And then he was able to hoist every person up the cliff with those ropes. Now, that might sound like, okay, they got done with that. That took 2 days to get everybody up those cliffs and onto the ground. Just imagine, still down on that beach, and at least one of those days, a fierce storm is going on down there. They hoisted everybody to dry land. Again, that took 2 days. After several days, the food began to run out, but God heard the cries of his children, and an American whaling ship was going by, and they saw the smoke signals, and they actually attempted a very daring rescue, and everybody was safely put on that American whaling ship. So on this day in 1854, James Waller preached his first message at his new church, and the news, of course, had gone before him. Everybody was so excited. In fact, the Australian national newspaper got a hold of the story, and it was a great, like a fall push, great gimmick. Thousands came to hear this pastor who had gone through this storm, and so they even collected a large sum of money to help the pastor's family resettle and recover what they had lost. James Waller was a Baptist man of conviction. He took a church that had lost some of its Baptist distinctives. Many of the members weren't baptized. They were even considering changing the name of their church and not being Baptists. He would change that. He arrived at the age of 40 in Australia. 48 years later, when he went home to heaven, he left behind him, I believe, 26 Baptist churches and a very strong Baptist association, which is the first in Australia. Dear man of God who took his convictions and built that church and that area for the Lord. And, you know, we don't always know the reason for the shipwreck, as James Waller, I'm sure, did not. Later, the reason would be uncertain at the time, but later he would look back and realize that because of that shipwreck, God used that to build these churches, and his name was a national name because of that, and God used that. One author said James Waller was tested at the outset of his ministry. In the darkest moment of despair, he cried out to God, who rescued him and confirmed his faith in the Lord who saves the othermost, even from shipwreck. As I said, this would change his entire life. Hundreds, if not thousands, were saved because of what God did for them and saving them from that shipwreck. And so this morning, I want to thank the Lord for this dear man of God, James Waller, and his courage, and how God used this disaster in his life to really use for his ministry.